SBS Italian.
We're speaking to Adriano Soras, who is a social designer, and he's currently at the Design Museum of Chicago, where he's exhibiting one of his works of art. First of all, welcome to SBS Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Adriano, first of all, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself? Where did you grow up, and where do you live?
Yes, of course. I was born in London, and from a young age I moved to Greece, so I lived there for 7 years. And in fourth grade, I moved to Barcelona, Spain, and I lived there for 5 years. And I moved back to Greece a year ago.
So you're currently living in Greece?
Yes, Athens.
We've already spoken to your brother in the past, who's also a young artist. Is it something that your parents embraced, or is it something that runs in the family? Because it seems like quite amazing that both of you are already renowned artists.
I mean, I wouldn't say necessarily embraced, but I mean, my parents have definitely supported me throughout the whole process, which is, you know, very nice of them. I mean, they're the best parents ever. And, yeah, I've definitely been inspired by my brother because, you know, from a very young age, he also took, you know, initiative to do something, and I wanted to do, you know, the same, take initiative for myself as well. So, yeah, definitely.
And you're at the Design Museum of Chicago with something that really talks about one of the topics at the moment of protests around the world, that is plastic pollution. Can you tell us a little bit about what is going to be seen at the museum?
Yes. So at the museum is my installation, and it's pretty much, well, it's called the Killer Net, and it's a net made out of straws. So I've taken, you know, normal rope that looks like fisherman's rope, and I've put straws over it, and I've folded it in a way that resembles a net. And the whole thing is that I want to raise awareness of plastic pollution in oceans all around the world, and how one of the main causes of plastic pollution in the world is straws, since they do not break down. It takes thousands of years for them to be so they're not biodegradable. So it takes thousands of years for them to for the straws to actually break down and to be part of the environment. And for now, they're just being damaged. So you have turtles which are swallowing them, thinking their food, and they're dying. And I just want to raise awareness on that issue.
This is something, as I was saying before, that is being talked about a lot at the moment. And a lot of young people, very young people like yourself, are protesting and taking to the streets to raise awareness about climate change, about issues with the environment. Is that something really close to your heart?
Yes, definitely. For example, definitely as well in Athens. Like, I grew up, most of my childhood was spent in Athens, and I've always, you know, heard stories. I've always been to the sea, about how beautiful the sea is, how the sea life in Greece is so passive. It's so great. There's a huge abundance of it. And I just remember when I was really, really young, snorkeling around the Greek islands and, you know, seeing turtles and whatnot. And now when I go, I don't see as much. I'm not sure that's a direct correlation, but that really struck an emotional chord with me. So I think that was pretty much the catalyst for me to take initiative and to try to make a change.
Do you see your work of art as a form of activism?
I mean, I'd say so. I'd say my art is more a platform for advocacy. I'm using this art to kind of articulate the message, to raise awareness for this really dire issue.
You are 16, from what I understand.
Yes.
Is it something that really resonates with you, you know, the Greta Thunberg movement and all the people taking to the streets who are a similar age, even younger? Is that something you feel close to?
Yes, definitely. Even in Greece, we've seen her impact on the world. We've had many kids go out and leave school and to protest for, you know, the environment. And I think that's amazing how she's done that.
Will you be taking this work of art somewhere else as well? Is it going to be exhibited somewhere else?
I mean, for the moment, it's going to be exhibited in the Design Museum in Chicago. So right now, that's its home. And I think we're just going to have to see where it goes.
Thank you so much for being with us, Adriano. Good luck.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. Bye.
Trova altre storie nella tua lingua sul sito sbs.com.au/italian.